95. The road trip. "This is the most fantastic trip I have ever experienced," said Alice. Alice had never been to Europe before. Now she and her best friend Bessie were driving across Europe in a car. It was a dream come true for both of them. "It's always been my fantasy to travel abroad. I love the women's fashions here. I could shop for hours. The city zoo was interesting, too. The unique fauna fascinated me. I have never seen zoos like that back home. I really think this is a fateful trip for both of us." "I don't believe in fatalism," Bessie giggled. "But I agree that the effects of this trip are far-reaching. This trip is going to change us forever. For now, we should probably fasten our seatbelts. There have been many fatal crashes in this area. Also, the fatigue of driving is beginning to make me sleepy." "Maybe we should stop," Alice said. "Is there a favorable hotel in the area?" "It's not feasible for us to stop now," Bessie replied. There were no lighted areas in sight. "Don't worry, the most favored hotel in the guidebook is just an hour away. They have floral carpets and golden faucets. The book says it's good enough to please the most fastidious customer." "Obviously they haven't met you," laughed Alice. "I'm sure you'll find at least one fault." "By the way, what did you think of that play we saw last night?" Bessie asked. "It was a fatuous performance," Alice said. "I wonder if it was intended to be a farce."